Fuck!
Oh, you dropped your one bullet. Now you'll never be able to shoot John Wick. You ever watch that movie? No, motherfucker has a bulletproof suit.
No, he doesn't.
He do.
No.
That's why he keeps getting shot, but other people are like... That's why he can kill so many people, is people shoot him in the bulletproof suit. And then there's a couple times where he's like, does this really stupid... It looks really stupid, but in the movie it makes sense, where he like pulls his coat over his head.
You're full of balonium.
I'm not.
Really? He has a bulletproof suit?
Yeah.
That's idiotic.
It rocks.
No. Don't hit me. I told you. I told you no. Welcome
to our the podcast.
Yeah, to the podcast. Welcome back to another episode week of
Neon Genesis Evangelical Cast.
What do you have there?
Evangelical.
Wow. Neon Genesis Evangelical.
It sounds like Jellicle Cats. Do you get it? Yes.
I feel like we haven't done one of these in 100 years, but it's been a week.
Yeah, but yeah. You know what we did this week that was cool?
I don't. You fucker.
We saw...
You crap sack.
Hey. We saw Venom, Let There Be Carnage.
Venom 2.
Double V.
Venom 2.
Venom Returns. We saw Venom Dose for the Price of One. Double Trouble.
Where are you going with this?
This is fun.
Cool, thanks, Roger Ebert.
Did Roger Ebert have half a face?
Yeah, but not in a cool way.
Not like Two-Face.
No, like he deserves respect for his half a face, but he doesn't deserve respect for his career. You remember that part in
Reddit? Was Roger Ebert an industry plant?
Roger Ebert was just a sack of crap.
Really? I don't know anything about him.
Roger Ebert was just a guy who was like, I don't get it.
I know that him and Siskel, there was Ebert and Roper and Siskel and Ebert, and it would just be like, hey, Siskel, yes, Ebert, why are you so stupid? And that was like every episode.
Hey, Siskel. Yes, Bert.
Hey, Bert. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I really don't like Roger Ebert. I think he sucks. Why? And now he's dead.
I don't know the deal.
He was just like an overly praised kind of shitty critic. He was a guy people were like, do you know Roger Ebert gave this 3 stars? And it's like, yeah, Roger Ebert didn't understand fucking what happened to Batman. I don't care.
Yeah, but didn't he... Don't people, like, respect him more because he, like, had made a movie at one point or something?
He's the only critic who has made a single film. And so...
And it sucks!
It's kind of bad.
Is it actually... Roger Ebert made one movie and it's butt?
It's one of those movies where it's like, critics like it because it's black and white and it's arty. No. And then it's like, you watch it and you're like, oh, this was the best nap I ever had.
It turns out that dead movie critic is smarter than me.
It turns out that dead movie critic is dumber than me because I'm alive and he's fucking dead.
My podcast is cooler than him, though. So at least I have that going for me.
That is true.
What are you looking up, bud?
I'm looking up The Boy. I don't remember Shinji? His movie. No, the other boy.
Ebert?
Yes, where's his filmography? Oh, he doesn't have
here a filmography. Here on Neon Genesis Evangelical cast, we have two boys, Shinji and Ebert. Well, what'd you think of the movie, Shinji?
Ebert received
apparently
the
Shinji thought it was a scream.
Ebert received the Pulitzer Prize for criticism.
What? Like, this guy's so good at destroying other art that it's an art. Someday we'll win the Pulitzer Prize for criticism for this podcast.
I don't remember. I said his movies are black and white, and I don't remember if it actually was.
It's
but also
The Bicycle Thieves.
But also, fuck him.
I have no.
You have no opinion on this thing, and I'm just like, he's dead and he sucked.
Well, I just don't know anything about. I know he's like a Statler and Waldorf type. That's like all I know about him.
Yeah. So what's up, everybody? Here's, what is it, episode 28 of Neon Genesis Evangelion?
Each one better than the last.
It just keeps getting better.
Yeah. This is one of the short ones.
3, 2, 1,
go!
Why do you do this?
I love the 90s!
Yeah, I love the 90s!
Oh, damn, look at Shinji's... Look at the Eva's teeth!
Oh, yeah, Shinji got... oh, yeah, the Eva's got crazy teeth.
I like the Eva's green jacket. This is fucking absurd. What is this?
All right. So Sam Hideki Anno Keith was kind of an insane...
Oh, is this the guy with, like, really bad depression?
Yeah.
This is, like, the depression comic.
Yeah. Neon Genesis Evangelion. Yes.
Who's narrating?
Mr. Gon.
Okay. I'm cool with that.
Good news, this episode, I think, only has, like, three... Like, this part of this arc really only has, like, three characters.
Oh, that's good.
The Eva.
Shinji, Asuka.
And Gendo.
No Rei?
No.
Well?
This season originally aired on MTV. Which was a real change of pace.
Yeah.
But it uses some, like, cool animation techniques that are, like, really dated, but were kind of cool at the time.
Hey, did we talk about Venom 2, Let There Be Carnage?
Fuck, Liv. We didn't.
Oh, I like the box.
I just like that this looks like the manga. Even though the manga's like a weird looking thing.
I like the way everyone moves. It's pretty cool. Yeah.
I think this is definitely pre-Flash, but it might be computer colored.
I don't know what that means.
That means they drew it on paper, they made cells, but then they colored it in a computer. I'm not sure if they did, or if it's just, like, more vibrant than these things usually are.
It kind of looks like Courage, a little bit. Oh, no. Oh, God. Save the lady, Eva. Oh, God. Uh-oh. Oh. This is so weird.
Oh, yeah, it's real weird.
Dude, the 90s.
I thought it was cool.
Is the lady okay?
Kinda. But not for long.
Oh. Oh, no. Oh, no.
She lost her shoe. Now she'll be shoeless.
She...
That car just drives away that way. This thing is like a... This thing's weird, but it's got kind of like a Ralph Bakshi vibe to it.
It does. I like the rotoscoping. That's really fun. Is this rotoscoping?
I don't think so. I think it's just filmed and, like, put into silhouette.
It's pretty fun.
Like, put into high contrast. And it works. The whole thing's so weird, it works.
Yeah.
Like, this season, this arc is really cheap. But it's like, they lean into it being cheap by making it very stylized.
I like his butt.
There's his butt.
Who voices the Eva?
I don't remember. I could look. Do you want me to look? It'll just be some voice actor.
Why does he have, like, skin tight? What? Is that, like, his skin or a costume?
Oh, that's a costume.
Does he take it off ever?
It gets, like, battle damaged.
But those are, like, his real teeth, right?
It's hard to tell. His, like, claw and his teeth don't really make sense. You just kind of have to go with it.
Oh, man.
Also, it's kind of written like a comic book. Like, all this narration is very, very... comic booky.
Yeah, it's weird. Starting to fade.
It's starting to come back to me now. I thought it's kind of cool though. But
it's fun looking. Not the Australia they teach you about. The cities of the outback.
No, the real Australia. Also, it's all about how fucked up Australia is.
Australia is a pretty scary place. I would not go to Australia. Would you? Have you ever been?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there's the Leopard Queen.
No, that's the friendly social worker.
Yeah. Asuka. Look, Liv, there's one female character in this show. It was the 90s.
Yeah.
That's what made the first season so groundbreaking.
Yeah, it's Asuka. Is that the comic book guy? Hello, City Health and Human Services. Hey, Mr. Berg. The rent? Can you hold on just a second? So here's the first question. Who's the president right now?
Look at this guy's eyes.
I like him. He's fun. I like her, too. She's cool.
She looks displeased.
Yeah, wouldn't you be if you were a social worker?
If you're like a freelance social worker who's like behind on rent. Yeah.
Oof.
I don't know. I always loved the... I guess this... Yeah, this is Liquid Television, is it? We ever talk about Liquid Television?
I don't know.
Liquid Television was the animation block on MTV. She kind of looks like an Oblongs character for a second, but that rocks.
Oh. Jesus.
Wiggle waggle away.
That is some design.
The 90s rocked.
Oh no. Who is this?
That's Gendo.
Oh, Gendo Ikari.
A's. Hideaki Sam Keith Ono. Just drawn whatever he wanted.
I remember there was like, I feel like there was like a week where all you and I talked about was Sam Keith. Maybe I'm imagining that, but like you told me so many things about Sam Keith.
Sam Hideaki Ono Keith had a very like strange career because it's like he's a brilliant artist and like made a bunch of really cool stuff and also just had like a lot of personal problems that like sabotaged him. And also he is a kind of a wild writer. Like this arc is very out there.
Yeah. It's pretty bizarre.
It's very Liquid Television. Liquid Television was the block on MTV in the 90s where they had a bunch of animation. It's where they had Beavis and Butthead and The Head and Aeon Flux.
Okay.
And this season of Evangelion.
Yeah. She doesn't have bangs anymore.
No, her hair is wet. That's how bangs work.
I have bangs. That's not how they work.
That's how they work, Liv.
No, Mac. You don't know. You have no bang. No, that's not bang.
Oh, she wrung out her hair.
I wrung out my hair on your face. Oh, showed you.
That shot, like, doesn't work, but looks kind of cool.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things that are, like, this, you can see how cheap it is, but, like, it's so weird, it's kind of fun.
Yeah,
it's got, like, real student animation vibes. Also, I like how much it's so referenced from the comic.
Are they, like, a couple or friends? What's their relationship?
She is his social worker.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh. Whoa, that's an ant.
Whoa, that was the end.
Okay, well, that was... Do we... Okay.
What'd you think?
It was short.
Yeah, these ones are short. I thought it was pretty cool, though. I think these are like a weird kind of thing, but I think they're fun.
They certainly is fun.
Are you right?
I didn't like that.
Oh, fuck.
I didn't dislike it. I was just sort of like, ugh, God.
Can we try one more?
I will watch all of them. I don't care. Oh. What's wrong with that?
Then I feel bad.
No, don't feel bad. It's good that...
that you have to watch a thing you don't like.
I think I get to spend time with my good buddy... Most of us the Mac. Stop! Go back!
You have to pause it.
I'm pressing the pause button. It's being a frickin' wing-dang doodle. Now it's working. Okay. Are you satisfied with the content?
Shut the fuck up.
Do you ever wish that you could be content with your content?
I'm one of those people who is like, cool, we've like boiled down art and creation to content. Here on my platform, I own Twitter.com, and it's meaningless without you. You are both the product and the customer.
I was, like, at a show the other night, and, like, somebody was talking about, like, having a meeting with their label. And apparently their label was like, yeah, your YouTube's looking pretty dry. There's not a lot of YouTube content. And I was just thinking about it, and I was like, man, it's, like, it's... Ugh. You gotta have a TikTok, you gotta have an Instagram, you gotta have a YouTube, you gotta have a Facebook, you gotta have a Twitter. It's like...
Yeah, it's a lot about having. It's a lot about existing on every platform so people can experience you, but not experience you for the thing that you actually want to create. Because, like, if you're a musician, do you really care that much about people seeing, like, 3 minutes of you practicing? Or do you want them to be, like, cool, and then once a year you give them, like, a highly polished album or something?
There has to be a middle ground.
No, there doesn't.
There's got to be a middle ground somewhere.
Why?
Because that...
That's how it used to work. You just did... Like, every time Led Zeppelin put out an album, you had no idea what happened to them. They could have all died.
Led Zeppelin sucks, first of all. Second of all, they're fine. Whatever. I don't want to say they suck.
What's a cool band from the 60s or 70s? Oh, sorry. I answered my own question. So every time Black Sabbath put out a new album... Wayne's World!
I think we both started singing different Black Sabbath songs.
You're singing Paranoid, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
I feel like that's the real problem.
I never know the names of songs. I just, like...
Scream.
They play, and then I go to Spotify and tap the heart, and I'm like, now I'll hear you forever.
I love the heart. Thank you, Spotify, for this content.
Mommy has brought you content. Open your mouth. Time to suckle at the teat of content.
Oh, would you like to see... It's going to take me 6 months to make this song perfectly. Would you like to see one snippet of me screaming as I hurl this ukulele in frustration? Goodbye, art!
Content!
Watch my hopes and dreams shatter as the ukulele crashes into the wall and breaks into a million pieces. And
now I will never be able to sing about my favorite things.
Being over the rainbow.
Oh, no. The rainbow.
It's just like, more than half the time you could just say art.
What do you mean? Like, instead of content?
Yeah, instead of content. Instead of, like, hey, you've created a product for us, and the product is other people get to see your product.
Yeah, but if you and I sit here and watch 10 minutes of a TV show, and then we finish, and it's like, that was a fun 10 minutes of art. Doesn't that feel bad?
That feels good.
Really?
That feels rad.
So if you walk into the bathroom and you're like, that's rad, dude. If you go into the bathroom and you pee on the seat, can you call it art?
I mean, it's all about presentation. If you take a fucking dope-ass selfie of you peeing on the seat at the bathroom, and you put it on fucking... You put it on your favorite social media platform.
Then in the bottom right corner, you
Vimeo.
Banksy. Dude, this is a Banksy.
Do you think Banksy ever, like, snuck around, made his, like, spray paint art, and people would look at it and, like, walk up and be like, whoa, sweet content, dude.
Do you think Banksy ever wished he had one extra finger on each hand so he could, like, really, you know, get in there with his art?
No, if he had too many fingers, then he couldn't hold the spray can, and he couldn't run away from the police who were, like, trying to beat him to death because they thought he was a regular hooligan and not a millionaire.
Do you think Banksy ever had to sell a car on Craigslist?
Yeah, yes.
Do you think Banksy ever, like, collected...
Do you know about the elephant story in Banksy?
No.
Banksy saw, like, a water tank, and he wrote on it, this kind of looks like an elephant. And it kind of did. It had, like, a weird trunk. And then it turns out a man was living in that water tank, and then they sold the water tank for $100 million. And the homeless man was like, Banksy kicked me out of my home. And Banksy was like, oh, fuck. I've gentrified this man.
Banksy gentrified the elephant, dude. Banksy
gentrified homelessness.
I hope he gave half that money to the homeless man.
I think
man.
He did buy that man a house. Which is
he bought that man an elephant.
He bought that man a real elephant. Do you want, so kid, do you want the $100,000 or do you want the elephant?
I want the elephant. No.
Oh, Bart.
There he goes. Is that from The Simpsons?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know.
Yeah. Don't you remember every Simpsons?
Don't you communicate or through Simpsons? Or are you not an American? I'm a millennial.
Yeah, live. Yeah. That's the point.
Yeah.
Get out of my house.
This is my house.
Not anymore. This is my elephant.
Oh, man. Does this apartment look like an elephant? I want $100 million.
Make me a Banksy.
Make me Banksy.
Remember when Banksy put his painting into a secret frame that as soon as it sold for $1 million would shred the painting and then make each shred worth $1 million, thus making the millionaire into a 10 millionaire.
Now that's content.
That actually happened.
That's annoying.
Yeah.
Straight up, that's annoying.
Fuck yeah.
Like, I just hear that, and I'm like, ugh, God.
Well, the art world is, like, filled with criminals and mobsters, and nothing good comes of it. So, like, the idea of one kind of street dude becoming like, a high-class art guy is just funny. Because then it really is just like, we've elevated this graffiti to the point where I'm cutting it out of the wall and selling these cut bricks with the picture of a dog taking a poop on capitalism over to a Russian mobster for $1 million.
Yeah, but like, the
I'm sending it to the zoo, to the gorillionaire.
The world of art seems stupid, but then Banksy is like, I've outsmarted you! And that also seems annoying. So it's just like a
Banksy is like the Hamburglar of the art world.
He feels like the Hamburglar of the art world. It's like he's just like a snooty weirdo, and he's just making a big joke out of the big joke.
It's just a thing where he shows up and he's dressed like a criminal, and he's like, I steal the hamburgers. Nobody likes me. And then he just hangs out with Ronald McDonald, and Ronald McDonald's like, oh, what's up, dude? How you doing? And he's like, oh, I'm good. I'm going to go steal all your hamburgers. And he's like, you could just have some. And he's like, I'm stealing them. Look at me. I drew a dog taking a poop on hamburgers. And then Ronald McDonald's like, oh, fuck, I'm going to sell that for $1 million. It's just like, no, man, I'm not fooled by this. I'm not fooled by your, like, I'm not with the in crowd. I'm wearing a bandit's costume. It's like if Elon Musk showed up one day wearing a fucking burlap sack. No, even better, if he showed up one day wearing a barrel with suspenders, like a poor cartoon character. But he showed up like that to the Met Gala, and he's like, sup, party people, I lost all my money. We're like, oh, fuck. We really gotta get him back with Grimes.
Oh,
and then he
man.
Pulls a string and a bunch of emeralds fall out the bottom. And he's like, fuck, my emeralds! And then somebody points and they're like, no! He dropped the 7 chaos emeralds!
No!
My chalupa! That's what it's like to be Banksy.
Just kept going.
It's just the exquisite corpse. It's just the, like, well, Elon Musk is at the Met Gala. What happens at the Met Gala? Oh, Grimes was there. What's a funny thing with Elon Musk? Elon Musk, emeralds. The last word I got was emeralds. Sonic. Sonic likes emeralds. Yum, yum, yum.
Yeah. But I'm very stupid. I'm literally like a baby. I'm just like, I know that thing. I mean, you're like Elon Musk. I'm like, yay! And then you're like, barrel. Yay! Emeralds. Yay! Sonic! Ah!
It is a little bit of the, like, the Family Guy joke.
It feels...
just feel like I'm three remember years... Spider-Man?
I feel like I'm playing peekaboo. I'm just like... So pleased.
It's just like Liv Grimes.
She was in the news.
Yeah, she dressed like a moth, and then she read a communist book.
She dressed like a Dark Souls character.
Oh, I'm here. I have good stats. The stupid hood gives me great stats.
I'm an intelligence build, because I'm very smart. Look at this book I can read.
Oh, look at this book. Would have been kind of funny if she was holding it upside down.
It would have been funny if it was Clifford the Big Red Dog.
There's so many books that would have been funny. That said, the Communist Manifesto is pretty funny.
Yeah, but like...
It's too on brand.
It's too on the nose. It's like annoying.
Yeah.
Like I saw it and I was just like, come on.
It was just like, I broke up with a billionaire, but I still live in his house because little did you know, this is also a Hamburglar situation. Where, look at me, I'm wearing a bandit's costume, but now it looks like a Dark Souls. And I steal the hamburgers. You can just have those hamburgers. You live in my house. You named our son after, like, a fighter plane or something. Wigwam Wazzy, it's me! Oh, my Grimes. Why are you in the news? Oh, Elon, you can never catch me. I'm wearing my bandit's costume. I'm going to go steal some hamburgers. Come along with me, jet fighter. Do you think you ever see that interview where they like read out the name to Elon Musk and he's like, what the fuck did you just say? And he's like, that's your son. And he goes, oh yeah.
No, but that rocks.
You think at home he's just like, what's up, jet fighter?
No, I think
he just
calls him Elon Jr. Same time.
He just calls him Tesla. What's up, Tesla?
What up, Diesel?
You want to tell that story?
No.
Oh. Do I have to tell that story?
You can if you want.
I feel like it's a thing where...
It's too much context.
Yeah. It was like a joke.
The joke is, what if your name was Diesel?
Isn't the joke just like, that's most the most obvious, like, manly machismo name?
Yes.
Is to be named that's, Diesel.
That's like the dudest dude name.
It's the, like, guy who shows up and he's like, sorry I'm late, I had to go buy beer.
I'm sorry I'm late. I was fucking all of your wives.
I'm sorry I'm late.
And getting crossfaded in the parking lot.
I'm sorry I'm late. I had to turn my Camaro around. And by that I mean do a donut.
I'm sorry I'm late. My son, who's named after a fighter jet, had to be driven to taekwondo practice.
Fuck yeah.
Oh my god. Should we watch the second episode?
Liv, why did you take the riff and make it die? Yes.
Because I hate comedy.
You ready for episode 29? I control the edit.
They don't even know that I just said all that stuff I said.
Yeah. I don't know why you kept saying all those terrible things.
I'm a bad woman. What can I say? I'm filled with vile soul diarrhea.
Play it.
3, 2, 1, go.
One more time.
Fuck. 3, 2, 1, go.
Most of us inhabit at least two
Oh, God. We're at the mercy of circumstance
and the world within. That's a lot of visual tearing. Where we can escape. The madness shifts between these worlds against his will. Here, homeless, he lives in a box. I don't know, I fear that you may not love that, like, mid-90s MTV stuff as much as I do, just because this was so, like, specifically a thing of my childhood that I think me being, like, a little bit older was a cutoff point between you and me. Also, I had an older sister, which you didn't have. Like, you didn't have older siblings, right?
No, I was the oldest.
Yeah.
Who's that?
Don't remember. I read, like, the first half of this manga, and, like the first episode we watched, and, like, nothing else. Many interesting species of predator and prey
sheltered within the broad, grassy spaces in massed granite. Is that Duke Nukem? Is that the voice of Duke Nukem? It can leap nearly a
quarter mile straight into the air.
I think that might be...
Oh, a classic joke. It's just stupid.
The Great Northern
is it?
I'm finding out right now.
But it has a natural enemy. The is can jump and
I really like the way this looks. No, it's just so weird. Unless you count. I don't know, I just love the look of this. I love like that 90s weird alt animation stuff.
Yeah, I mean, it's really fun, don't get me wrong, but it's, you know.
Have you ever watched Aeon Flux?
No, I actually never have.
It's really gross and cool.
Really?
Oh yeah, it rips. I don't think I think Aeon Flux doesn't have any episodes. I think it's only shorts.
Really?
So it's like really fluid and really weird looking.
That's kind of shocking that it got to become a movie if it had so little content like that.
If you saw that movie, you'd get it.
What is it very...
Oh, that movie sucks real hard.
Really?
Oh, yeah. That movie is... Hey, do you know the legendary, like, bad special effects scene in that movie?
I do not.
There's a scene where it, like, genuinely gets to PS2 graphics levels, and you can't quite tell if it's supposed to be an effect or if it just sucks that much. We can watch it.
A terrible scene from Aeon Flux.
Yeah, the movie.
I'm down. Ew.
Oh yeah, this comic was also like weirdly dark.
Jesus. Max thinks I'm heartless, too. And maybe I
am. Or maybe I care too much. I don't know. This is going on too long. This long pan. Far away from the twisted city. But, like, I don't know. I feel like I have more sympathy for this because it's so stylized.
I'll rip off your head and shit down your neck.
Then I wake up. Also, I like that he's just a tiny little hunch man.
Yeah, he's quite tiny. This is my house, not a hotel.
I got you a coat and a hat, so you won't be quite so conspicuous. Also, I like how, like, weird she looks. Also, it's really cool to spot all the blacks.
She, like, doesn't... She doesn't really fit with the rest of the characters in this, yeah.
She also has a really inconsistent look.
A few years ago, I wouldn't have laughed. It's hard to, like, even talk over, because it's just, like, weird and striking.
Yeah.
It's something, you know, I don't think I dislike it, I just think it's, like, it's just a lot, you know? Whoa.
Cool. Yeah, the 90s were a time of casual sexual assault.
Jeepers.
It was a bad time. Huh? I feel like...
Yeah, I feel like every girl gets, like...
fucked with.
Assaulted in this. And I noticed that's, like, a theme in a lot of, like, 90s alternative media. It's like, what if a girl got raped and a guy was really mad about it? And that's just, like, a lot of the 90s.
It is a lot of the 90s.
It's kind
of
gross. It's I don't know.
It's
feels
not,
bad.
It's not good. You know the woman in the fridge thing, right?
Yeah, getting fridged or whatever.
Do you know...
Where did that... Did, like...
That came from a 90s comic book.
Of course it did. Who got fridged?
Green Lantern's wife. Or girlfriend.
What was Green Lantern's wife's name?
I don't remember, because she shows up in one panel and then she's in a fridge.
Her name was Frances Fridge.
Her name was Plot Motivation.
Oh, see, and now...
Oh no, Archie's having a bad day.
Oh, hamburgers!
Oh! I like that she has armpit hair.
I think that's Shadow.
Maybe. Oh, Asuka's...
I am the Max!
Spicy!
yes. Yes. Very interesting. Spicy.
I don't know. I really like this, like, MTV era of animation. Have you ever watched The Head?
I've seen bits of it because of you.
I feel like I'm just like, Liv, check out this really cool era that was, like, just a little bit too old for you.
Yeah.
Frankly, it was too old for me, but it was, like...
Yeah, you shouldn't have been watching this. How old were you when you were watching this?
7.
Yeah, if I had a 7-year-old, I would not let them watch this show.
Yeah, I was 7 and my sister was 13.
That's alarming. That's... She would be in so much trouble. She would be grounded, young lady, if I found out that she was showing her 7-year-old brother this filth. I would not allow it. 7 is too young for 90s cartoons about women being assaulted. Look at his little nose! Did you see that? He's got a little nose.
I like that he has pupils when he needs them.
Yeah. Sometimes you gotta express that sort of thing. I always like when characters are designed with eyes that are just like globs of white that get pupils when they... Like, when Adventure Time doesn't quite do that, but it's fun when, like, Finn's eyes get all big and he's, like, concerned. Or Jake. Why is he running
away from... Crap. Me! The Max!
The Max! Hey, I'm the freaking Max over here! Damn. The Max is built.
Max got cake.
Oh. Get him.
Get him. Get Mr. Gone.
Who the hell are you?
Amazing. Gendo.
I'm Gendo.
I'm Gendo Ikari.
I'm Mr. Gendo.
Oh, whoa, he's hairy.
Oh, yeah, he's really hairy. He's wonderfully hairy.
Is there like a level of hair that is
wonderful?
How much did the guy that made this comic work on this?
I don't know, but this is, like, so close to the comic.
Gotcha. Okay.
It's, like, one for one as much as it could, like, possibly be.
Next time on the land.
Whoa.
This primitive is all that is real.
Whoa.
The other world is a dream where we're trapped. When Julie Winters was hurt, she created a fantasy world for herself. A place where she would have control.
What was that?
She was biting off a toenail.
Oh.
It was just animated in a, like, funny way. I think this looks rad. I don't know.
It looks neat. I don't like that the whole thing's built off, like, something bad that happened to the only female character.
Tune in next time for Lost Boy fan service.
How much fucking fan service do you need, dude?
I don't know,
It's fun, I like it.
Here, go to YouTube. Look up Eon Flux.
Eon Flux.
Put on Eon Flux motorcycle. It will be the first result.
YouTube, okay.
YouTube.goob.
Oh man, is this gonna be a short one?
No.
Mike Warnke.
What?
Oh, I was listening to the...
The last podcast, people?
Yeah, they were talking about Mike Warnke.
The Satanic Panic dude?
Yeah. Seemed pretty weird, man.
If no one has uploaded this as a single clip.
Oh, you know someone has. Motorcycle chase scene.
There it is.
Okay, so this looks like shit. That's...
This looks like unbelievable shit. When did this movie come out? What's your guess? High or low?
2004? 2005?
I'm going to guess 2003. 2005. You win. You win the podcast!
I always do. This is a different movie.
What?
Is that Violet?
No, that's Eon Flux.
No, that's not Eon Flux, because Eon Flux is... What's her name? It's Charlize Theron. That's not Charlize Theron. That woman has purple hair. That's someone else. That's the lady from...
Oh, that's maybe Mila Jovovich, I think. Remember.
She's riding a bike.
Whatever. I don't remember what happens in this fucking movie. I just remember this crazy part.
Multipass. Okay.
Multipass. I might just cut this whole thing out, but it's just so ridiculous.
Oh, man. Whoa, it's got a spinner. She has a magic motorcycle. Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
I feel like the rest of this movie does not look like this, so this is like... It's not like a, this is how the movie looks.
I get what... Some of these shots are so funny looking. It's like they don't understand perspective. Like, looks so weird and wrong. This is chaos.
And just the idea...
Why are the helicopters flying sideways?
And that you can, like, break. Why is she stuck to a wall?
You can't...
Did she have an anti-gravity bicycle?
You can't tell what's happening.
Oh, yeah.
There are better... I feel like if you're going to do a thing like this, you don't show... You shouldn't have shots where you're showing the motorcycle and the helicopter because it's disorienting. Like, here it's okay.
There's a lot of things you need to...
But when she's going sideways, you got to pick one. Because if she's moving sideways and you're also showing the helicopter, it looks like nonsense. It's bizarre.
Well, just like the orientation of her on the building... Is
Wow.
I forgot about that. What did you call that before? Garbage mat?
Oh, yeah, garbage mat. Yeah, but garbage matting is an actual, like, editing technique. It's just, like, it's called that for a reason. It looks bad a lot of the time. Wow! This looks terrible! This is so much a green screen. Ooh. This is chaos.
This feels like a version you show to an investor to be like, look, we made the movie. It's not done, but we, like, it's real.
This looks like you get so it. Bad. It's, like, crazy how bad this... Wow.
Also, for context, this is 2005. This is not, like...
Yeah, movies don't look like this anymore. Like, The Matrix is, like, 7 years old at this point. What was the budget on this versus The Matrix?
Probably unreasonable different, but, like, still...
Like, unreasonably lower or higher?
I bet that one... Like, that probably was way cheaper than The Matrix, but also, what the fuck? Have you never watched the Aeon Flux cartoons?
No.
This is kind of funny. You should look up. Aeon Flux, paid show! Well, there's also this playlist here.
Okay, so the Aeon Flux movie had a budget around $60 million. Okay, so that's probably significantly less than The Matrix.
Oh, no. Did you say $60
million? Yeah.
Liv, that's too much for that.
Oh, the budget of The Matrix was also $60 million.
Yep.
That's just like, that's just money being like moved poorly.
That's like, what if the PA, who's also my nephew, got $1 million? What?
I think that's Charlie's Throne money.
I don't think that's Charlie's Throne money. At least not $60
million. I feel like no one in The Matrix was as big of a star in 1998 as Charlize Theron was
true,
2005.
But here's the thing. Even if that's Charlize Theron money, and you give Charlize Theron $50 million, nice. That is not a $55 million movie.
No. I haven't seen it, but it looks bad.
Can you just, like, look at this for a minute? Just appreciate the weirdness that was Liquid Television. Something's gone wrong.
It has been copyright strike.
It's all stolen. None of it works. Was that the Max?
That was the Max.
No! Oh!
What episode of the Max is this? Oh, that was the first one. Liquid Television.
This is just a guy talking about it.
Oh, man.
This has gone wrong.
Can you buy, like, DVDs of Liquid Television? Like,
yeah. Well, you can buy TV... A lot of these shows are available on DVD. Like, you can get them.
They probably exist as their own thing, though.
Yeah, it's not, like, Liquid Television.
It's like Kablam. Like, some of the cartoons from Kablam you can buy, like, DVDs of.
I always thought this looked cool, but it, like, it's really gross.
She's quite wiry. But it doesn't feel like everyone is wiry.
Well, there's a scene.
Oh, man.
There's a scene I remember where she has to. Oh, fuck yeah!
It's the head. No!
Everything's gone wrong. Oh, this is probably bad for the podcast. I'm sorry. I thought it'd be fun. I remember there's a scene that always grossed me out more than anything I'd ever seen for, like, the next 20 years, where she has a secret message on her tongue that's, like, a tiny little pill, and then she kisses another person, and then, like, their tongues are animated twirling together, and then she, like, reaches into his mouth with her tongue and flips open a trap door on his tooth and puts the little message in there and then closes his tooth.
What the fuck? That's weird.
Liv.
It sounds very cool, but it sounds weird.
Liv, give me this.
Hold on a second. No. I need to find out.
No.
I'm sorry I stopped the gold train that was this episode up until now. Oh. Yeah, I don't know. Big monster in water scene.
Taking this.
I've lost my having the remote privileges. Honestly, I think that's smart. Ooh, let's watch The Muppets Haunted Mansion.
How do I turn off the TV?
Yeah, it's probably for the best.
Well, how'd you like those episodes of Evangelion?
Oh, man, I sure hope that girl is okay. I sure hope Shinji's okay. He's much hairier than he used to be.
Oh, yeah, that's the secret skin underneath the Eva.
Oh, mommy.
I like that they kept the color scheme for the Eva the same.
I like that purple. Too. Purple and... Sorry. Purple and... Yellow. Yeah. Sorry, my shot kicked in. Now I'm very tired.
God damn it. Very tired and distracted.
Well, I'm a distractible person. This is such a cool button on my shirt. This button is so cool.
This might be a short podcast.
I said that. I was like, it's going to be a short one tonight.
Yeah, but I didn't know that was a threat. I didn't know that was a decree and not a fucking, not a warning. That was like, wow, it's going to be a short one. Slap the button. Just like, get fucked, the episode's over.
And da-da-da-da-da-da, sleep. I don't know, should we...
No! Keep talking!
Should we watch another episode of Evangelion?
Oh, yeah.
The rare triple dip.
The exceedingly often triple dip.
The fundamental triple dip.
The dip of trips.
Oh, man. If this post gets trips, I'm gonna
eat nip.
Some dips. If this post gets trips, I'm gonna slip my whips.
If this post gets trips, I'm gonna piss my pants.
That's it. That's episode
three. I know, but three. I can't get there. I mean, there 29. Anymore.
Press back. Oh. You did it. You did it.
The button. You've does done not
it.
Respond.
Give it to me.
It's in response.
Yes. You've done it. 3, 2, 1, go. Oh, shit. Turn it up. Hey, I'm the freaking
Max. I'm the freaking girl over here.
I'm the freaking Max over here.
Hey, it's me, Shinji.
Hey, I'm walking here to New York. Lives in a box.
I am the Max. One thing that struck me funny is whenever he would say that in the manga, in the comic, he would say it and then, like, the Max would be in the logo of the book. So it'd be like a word balloon and be like, I am the logo. I don't know. I read recently, like, Sam Keith Ono came back and drew a book where the Max meets Batman.
Okay.
Also, this is weird. So it's weird that the show doesn't really have an opening. It has, like, a prologue that plays the same one every time.
Yeah.
It's like somebody didn't quite get the Ninja Turtles opening. Oh, no. She feels bad about her weight. Salads, fruit, and yogurt, and I've gained 5 pounds.
Oh, poop. Screw it. Maybe there's something in the fridge. Something nice.
Oh no, it's a goblin.
Uh-oh. That's not good.
It's not good. Those are not beautiful goblins.
Oh. Nothing ever happens to me. I mean, I get up, I go to summer school for stupid algebra, I work on my car, nothing. Who's this guy?
Think that guy's that's Diesel. I got stuff for gas and it's about 1,000 degrees out. That's nothing special. I like his real car. Really shake my life up. Not like what happened to me. Whoa, morphs.
That is
whoa, strange. That's a looking. Weird choice.
That doesn't.
That's kind of. That's a bold move. So they have the 3D environment, but they didn't quite want to master the slow turnaround. You know, like a spin. James Baxter.
James Baxter.
James Baxter. Oh.
Oh, jeepers.
Sweet tween, bro.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, I was wanting something.
Why is this guy messing with the Max?
He hates him.
Why? What did he do?
I think he wants to rule the Outback.
So are they both, like, mentally ill?
The Max is certainly mentally ill.
Oh, jeez. What? Oh! He killed that girl. He just killed that girl.
And then got shot.
And then got shot. That was not cool. That girl is dead.
I don't think that was a real girl. Don't you lovely ladies have something you could
be doing right now? I believe those characters are to sell toys.
I don't even know if that's true. There's like one toy of the Max.
Really?
There's one toy of the Max and it's made by Todd McFarlane.
And it's a Funko Pop.
I don't think that's true.
Yeah. He just smashed that girl's head. This is weird.
Yeah.
Is that bald-headed guy ever gonna come back? Does he?
Fuck no.
Really?
Yeah. Too much blood you can't see.
Yeah, he has all of his blood.
He did get shot, though.
Julia! Julie!
The pinnacle of character design.
Boop, 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 boop.
Oh, yes.
Oh, man, these guys are weird.
I don't know, I don't know if I love this, but I love the, like, look of this.
Yeah, I could see myself watching this in my spare time. It's fun. I like Julie, I want Julie to come back. It's weird that he just has hair in his fantasy, like, but it's growing out of his mask. It's like...
Well, I mean... If you were going to have a fantasy version of yourself, wouldn't you just have a long blonde streak?
I guess.
Like a fucking power metal band?
Is that Julie?
I think that's the Jungle Queen, who is also Julie.
Oh no. Has Julie been fucked up by the little guys? Ate up.
Hey man, sometimes you can't get the license. But you could get the license to Banana.
Banana is public domain.
Whoa.
Crap on. So the opening credits really is just like clips of the show with like a monologue.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fun.
Elegant.
The 90s.
Oh, the 90s, when butts were funny.
Oh.
The 90s! She's got some, like, fucking... That's awesome. She has some, like, fucking 90s grunge energy.
Yeah. She's very depressive. Everyone in this comic seems a little depressive. Well... Okay...
Oh, he's an incel. This is getting weird.
She's gonna slip that thing in between his ribs.
Oh, she's gonna slip that thing in between his neck. This is like weird 90s wokeism.
Yeah.
Just like...
It feels just, pretty weird.
It feels weird, and it's like... progressive for the time, but now just feels really awkward. Also, I don't even know if this was progressive for the time. Or maybe it was.
They're talking about spirit animals.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a thing in this?
Yeah. That was before we cared about that being a weird thing that happened.
You shouldn't do.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh! She stabbed him.
Ooh, you go in the fridge this time.
Take that.
Take that, you stupid bitch.
Man.
Yes.
The Max is kind of a dingus.
Yeah.
He doesn't really do anything. It's time for vengeance. He's just sort of
like... He's like insane and trying to keep it going.
Yeah, he sure is.
I don't know. It's weird. It's weird to revisit things that were, like, kind of trying to deal with, like, a heavy subject, but, like, from a time where the language was different.
Yeah, I mean, the perspectives on this sort of thing are much more nuanced now, so it feels kind of like an A for effort sort of deal. It's like, oh yeah, you're trying something, you know, but
it doesn't even feel wrong. It's just kind of like, look, the operation went well, but you certainly hit the buzzer a couple times. Like, it's not even, I don't know, it's not even like, well, this is terrible. It's just like, this feels like it's on the right road, but it's just really clumsy.
I mean, it simultaneously shows, like, how far and also how stilted these types of conversations are.
Yeah.
Like, you listen to, like, a character from the 90s that's supposed to be, like a radical feminist, and it doesn't sound that different from, like, a modern radical feminist, but it's just, like, kind of, like, the language is weird, and, like, the representations of ideology feel more, like, direct in ways that are unsubtle. Everything feels less subtle.
Yeah.
In this. Like, I feel like it's stuff that's spoken with no nuance, so it's just sort of like, okay.
Yeah.
It just feels dated, you know? It is dated.
Yeah.
It's from the 90s.
It's from the 90s.
The dream of the 90s is alive in Neon Genesis Evangelion. In Neo Tokyo.
It's really weird to think...
Tokyo 3.
It's weird to think about this compared to, like, Season 1. Where Season 1 was constantly like, look at this 14-year-old naked, how cool is that? And then to switch to this, that's like, subtly, that's like very 90s trying to be woke.
Yeah, it feels goofy.
Like, that contrast really, is kind of funny.
Ono really went for it with this.
Yeah. He really got out of his incel pit and was cool.
Yeah, that guy with the goatee is Anna's self-insert.
Yeah, and how much he sucks.
Should we watch one more and then...
No.
...give up?
Let's just talk about our feelings.
Okay, well, I feel sad today.
Oh, fuck. This was a mistake.
Okay, let's close that one back up.
Oh, all right. Put that right back in a bottle, and put that bottle in the ocean, and put that ocean... It's the ocean. You can't do anything about it. Oh, God, the bottle's back. Oh, the cap came off.
The waves.
Oh, no, the waves have brought it back, and I'm reading it again. Oh, no.
I'm flooding the world with my crying. Tears.
Oh, no, the ocean was my father.
Oh, oh no.
Oh, no.
Papa.
And the bottle was my investment in Final Fantasy.
You watch Squid Game?
No. I can't read.
It's good.
What?
Is that surprising?
No.
It's good.
Oh.
Why don't you just watch it in English with a dub?
Oh, because I was told it was trash. So instead of watching it in the way I would enjoy that I was told is trash, I chose I'll never watch it.
It's fucking stupid. Just watch the dub.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, like...
I've been watching the Sopranos, and that's a show that they should have dubbed.
Woke up this morning, got myself a squid. I feel like, I'm watching Squid Game with the dub, because, like, half the time if I'm watching TV, I'm not really paying that much attention to it. I'm just, like, laying in bed, the TV's on, and I'm just, like, zoning out. So, like... Having just the subtitle, having, like, just the audio is nice, because I could just treat it like an audiobook.
I just, like, anytime there are subtitles, I read so slowly that it's, like, me watching a movie with subtitles is me not getting the last two words of each sentence.
Yeah, because you have dysgraphia, right?
Yeah.
You should have been born with datgraphia instead of dysgraphia.
I'm a drunk. And so yeah, I'm like,
just always drunk.
I'm just like, oh God, I'm stuck in this squid. Well, they changed. All right, I guess he's in a squid now.
It's pretty weird to be inside of a squid. All right.
He's in a squid.
Just whatever like will in... I? Oh, I don't know. Whatever he will.
Oh, Will is here.
Oh.
Thank God.
Will will fix this.
And the dub is just like bad, but at least I know what's going on. At least at least it's like, whoa, dudes, I'm in this Squid Game.
I did not think the dub was that bad.
I heard the dub was bad in ways that were annoying. It was bad in ways that were like, in the native language, there was characters being like, it was like, oh, don't get me anything. You take care of yourself. And that got translated to, don't get me anything. I don't want anything.
I mean, maybe. I don't know.
Whoa! I'm in this Squid Game!
There are often things like that where it's like, huh? You don't want to be a part of this? Huh? And you're just sort of like, man, why are you guys so intense?
Just let him out of the squid.
Come on.
Let him be ink.
But, you know, that's like a lot of dubs. I think that when Netflix dubs stuff, like, that was the thing with Evangelion. Like, Netflix dubbed Evangelion, but then the subtitles don't
match up the even dub, close.
So you're just confused. I feel like if you're going to make a dub, you have to make a transcript that you hard sub in, because I just, like...
Do you think those subtitles matched the dub from the 90s?
No, I think they matched the Japanese. And then...
Do you think they had two separate translators? One to translate the script and give to voice actors, and one who just got the Japanese audio and had to put it in English?
I think there was one translation, and then someone else transcribed the translation. So somebody looked and was like, so in this line, Shinji is saying, come over here! But, like, that's not a thing someone would say in English. So we'll have him say, get over here. You know,
Got a direct translation and, like, tried to localize it and, like, declunk it, and the subtitles is just the direct translation.
That's what I think, because if you're watching, like an original voice take of something, you want the direct translation. You don't want the weird, you know, but if you're watching, like, if I'm watching the English dub of Evangelion, I want a transcript of the dub as subtitles, because otherwise it's like, hey, Kaworu, look at this. And then at the bottom of the screen, it's like, Kaworu, come here, have a gander. Like, it's weird. It's confusing.
Oh, Kaworu, I'm feeling really bad. And the subtitles are like, Kaworu, I've brought great shame to the to the country of Japan.
Yeah, like, Kaworu is
I have dishonored Tokyo 3.
Kaworu, like, the dub is like, Shinji, I want to taste your fingers in my mouth, and then the subtitles are like, Shinji, you're my best friend.
I think it was the other way. Remember the
You're right.
Yeah. It was like, Shinji, you're a good friend.
And the subtitles are like, what does your cum taste like, Shinji?
Shinji, you have delicious flesh.
Shinji, I want to smell your musk.
Shinji, I just want to kiss you. I want to know. In a gay way.
I want to know what your sweat tastes like.
I want to kiss you in a way that's maximum gay.
Shinji, I'm the 13th angel.
Oh! Oh no!
Watch out for my head. It's very fragile. Oh!
Don't take off that ribbon. Did you ever read that story as a kid? The fucking... Did you ever see the comic where somebody redid it and he takes off the ribbon and it's just a neck tattoo for Insane Clown Posse?
That rules.
Yeah.
I've never seen that.
He's like, what the fuck, dude? Oh, if on my deathbed you could take off the ribbon. Oh, shit. Whoop, whoop.
If
go on.
Was a rich man. Yabba dabba 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 dabba.
What would you do if one day I just showed up with a very tight ribbon wrapped around my neck and I just like wouldn't talk about it?
I would probably pull it off, I think.
But like,
actually, I don't know. No, I think
it'd
be
tied in like a square knot.
So if
you
pull it off,
I would just flank. I would just go. You remember Makoto in Street Fighter 3? And her like,
Mac, I gotta get the ribbon off. Come here, come here, come on. What?
No, I need it.
No, Mac, come here. And then you just headbutt me.
This is how I die, is you try and get it off with scissors, and I'm like, ah!
Just slice your throat open.
Just jab them in there.
Oh, gnar.
You remember Makoto in Street Fighter 3 and her scarf that was, like, way too long?
The thing that you would just grab her by if you were fighting her?
Yeah. You'd be like, well, you're a very skilled karate girl, but you have one weakness. This fucking thing you've done.
Just, like, get behind her. Just yank her by it, you know?
Yeah. Well, fluid. Just get in front of her. Just grab the thing.
I mean, yeah, I guess, but I feel like if you get pulled by, like, a thing by your neck forward, like, your neck's gonna tense up and your body's gonna come with it. If it's backwards, like, you're just gonna, like, whoop!
Yeah, you're just out.
Yeah, you're done.
Look, if somebody grabs your hair in a fight, you lose. So, like, if they grab your, like, 5-foot scarf, you're fucked.
I am not ready to get in a fight. I have too much hair. It's too long. I'm considering shaving my head so I can win fights.
That's why the Romans used to shave their heads and grease their bodies and have gay sex before they fought people. To make them slippery.
That is the worst way to prepare. That wouldn't help at all. In fact, that would make things way worse.
You think they'd just be holding their swords and they're all greasy and they'd slip out of their hands and they'd be like, oh no! Whoa!
No, they get stabbed. I think they'd just be like, let's just do this tomorrow. I'm tired. Like,
half of them would be like that. The other half would be pumped.
Literally.
Pumped dry.
Pumped. Hee hee. Yeah, I mean, I don't know. If I was a Greek warrior.
All right, I'll come with you on this bit. If I was a Greek warrior, my name was Dieselkus. And I just went into battle. And I'm just like, well, I guess I'll fuck that guy.
I don't want to fucking do this anymore.
I don't want to do this at all.
Oh, man. Yeah, I'll fight.
Do you think one guy signed up and he's just like, I didn't want to fight. I just signed up for the gay shit.
Yeah. I think a lot of them did.
Do you think that was...
I think people to this day join the military for that reason.
Do you think that was statistically 15% of the Greek population?
I'd say like 4 or 5 probably.
I thought it was higher.
I don't... Them Greeks love ass play.
That's true.
Yes, I don't know.
To this day.
To this day. If you go to the island of Greece...
And get real oily and try and pick a fight, you're gonna find a friend.
A man with a giant nose named, like, Yanastasios will just turn you into a Greek warrior.
The old-fashioned way. With gay sex.
Anyways, I booked our tickets.
Whoa! Cool. No. My heritage.
No. Are you Greek?
No, not yet.
Wow. Hey, Mac, you got any Greek in you? Ayo.
About 6 inches of Greek in me.
Damn.
Whoa.
Descriptive. I don't...
That's unreasonable.
What
They're
is?
In Europe. They'd use the metric system.
How much Greek is that?
Oh, like 6 euros. That's the metric money. Live!
I'm sorry. I have a hangnail. It hurts. The podcast is over. Oh, okay. I fixed it. Greeks.
All right, I think the podcast is done.
Wait.
Go to my website.
I'm feeling like a real Greek warrior right now.
Ready to take a nap.
I'm just over it.
I'm feeling like half of the Greek army.
Oh, man. Which half?
The one that came.
The cool half. The one that came.
That's what they called Caesar. Caesar, our great leader. The emperor. The one who came.
I am the one who comes. Caesar.
That was so gross.
Man. I am on the Senate floor, and I have one thing to say. That was just not a jerk-off sound.
I feel bad.
I'm Caesar. It's time for me to jerk off.
I feel bad for anyone listening to this because they didn't get to watch Mac just do that. He did, like, the starting position of, like, a jerk-off, like, thing, and then just went, and just, like, flapped his hands like Kermit. Yay! Like, oh, I'm gonna come. And then it just, like,
oh, I'm gonna come, it's time for the Muppet Show! With special guest... Julius Caesar!
The one who comes. Oh, man. The Max is pretty fun.
What? You mean Neon Genesis Evangelion?
Yeah.
I have a website called Rotten.com.
I also have a website
called
Rotten.net.
Called RealDonaldTrump.org.
No, that's my Twitter.
Oh, no, you've been banned!
Shit.
Fuck. Call Jeff Bezos. Get him to buy Twitter.
I don't have a social media I use anymore.
What?
Because I'm in a relationship, and it doesn't feel necessary.
What?
I have love. I'm loved. I don't need the love of strangers that I met at parties 5 years ago. I give up.
But live without the love of strangers. How will you get, like, 20 of those little hearts whenever you post a picture of a pineapple?
I love those hearts. Fuck.
And they go bring ding ding in your pocket, and you look at your pocket, and your pocket says, feel bad. And you go, oh, fuck, I will, pocket. Thank you.
Cool. It would be cool if every time a thing happened on Facebook, Facebook went, whippity-zippity-zoo! And then,
like, you have 3 notifications! You suck!
I hate you.
You have 3 notifications. All your friends are cooler than you.
It's pretty crazy that Mark Zuckerberg just, like, destroyed our way of life because a girl didn't like him.
That's exactly how that was going to happen. It was a real Helen of Troy. It was a real, I will launch 1,000 Greek ships because of one beautiful girl.
But only 500 will make it there.
Only 500 will make it there. The other 500 will get halfway there and fall asleep in the ocean.
I can't tell which which one is which. I can't tell who the sleepy Greeks are.
It's a mixed bag. You know, you think it would be one side. It's, you know, it's just kind of half.
Some Greeks are sleepier than others.
Yeah.
What can be done? What can be done?
So I have a podcast.
He does. You should check it out. It's called...
Neon Genesis Evangelical Cast. See you next week.
We have a Twitter.
Send us bland mail. Check the email.
Okay, where's my phone?
How's the email?
Oh, yeah, the email. Oh, how are you doing?
Sorry, I was on my Instagram.
Sorry, I was looking at my COVID. We have a Twitter account. The Twitter account is...
No, look at the email.
Oh, we have no emails.
We're such professionals.
If you go to @evangelicalpod, that is EVANJELLICLEPOD, you'll find our Twitter. And if you are one of the 18 people that seem to listen to this podcast every week, I would appreciate it if you made yourself known. Because right now you're just a number to me, and it's horrifying. Because I'm not listening. Are you listening, Mac? Follow the Twitter. I need to know who's out there.
Is this a thing? Did you think, like, you couldn't handle fans that weren't, like, close personal people you knew?
I don't like it when people like me and I don't know them.
Isn't that kind of cool?
No, it sucks.
Isn't it cool to, like, just show up to a party and be like, hey, I have a podcast?
No.
And then everyone's like, whoa.
No, I want everyone that listens to this podcast to know about my first memory and the time I lost my virginity. And if they don't know those things, they're not true friends.
Both at the same time.
What were the two things I said?
Who cares?
Yeah, good point. Oh, wait, that was sad. Oh, no.
That reminds me of the second best joke from Tank Girl.
Is it? What's the joke?
Where she goes, this reminds me of... It'll be like the first time you have sex. You gotta lay back and relax and just say, Dad, are you sure about this?
Oh, no. I don't domestic like abuse. That.
No, I feel bad. I'm gonna cut that joke out, but then leave in the part where I laugh.
Lori Petty, are you okay? DM us at evangelicalpod.
Did you know Jamie Hewlett had nothing to do with that movie? And then one day he just showed up and he's like, oh, fuck! They made a movie with the same name as my comic book!
Oi, mate!
Jim Jeru, let's see what's happening here!
I'm one of the gorillas. Hello, I'm from London.
That was before he was a gorilla. That was when he was merely a man.
Ook, ook, motherfucker.
Yeah. Gliv, when you're making comics, you don't make the money. You can't be a gorillionaire. Well, I'm glad to know that joke's not funny anymore. Shut the podcast off. Shut it off. Shut it off. Shut it off.
It was gorillion dollars. That was the thing that would make me laugh. Gorillionaire.
Turn it off.